Come on, kids, now gather round. Grab along and sit right down. What's that smell? What's that sound? You're on fire, now hit the ground. It's the Campfire Shit Show. And now, your camp counselors, Bo Hufford and Meryl Climo.
The world is up in flames. Let's talk about it, okay?
It is.
There's a lot of shit going on. And we really try hard not to be political here, but you can't deny that there are politics happening in the world.
Guess who I voted for?
Who?
You want to play this game?
Yeah.
I'll tell you guys.
Who?
Everyone's going to be mad at me.
Kanye West?
No.
You voted for Trump?
Nope.
Then why are people going to be mad?
Because
I feel like that's the one that people are mad about.
No, they'll be mad because I basically gave a vote for him.
How?
By voting.
Oh, no.
Libertarian Joe Jorgensen.
Okay. Well, good for you. Good for you.
Thank you.
I'm not going to judge you.
Feel free to send your complaints up your butt.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't vote for either. Everyone's so corrupt, but I wanted to still vote.
They are all corrupt.
All these people saying vote, make the vote. You're not saying to a certain person, right? So I did what I was supposed
to do. They are, though. That's the funny thing is when everyone's like, get out there and vote. They mean, like, vote for the one. Nobody's really.
I'm voting for the change I would like to see.
I don't think that people are like, we really want you to get out there and cast your vote regardless of what the vote is.
What's true democracy?
Yeah, I know. But I think people are like, vote as long as it's to win.
That's why I couldn't circle voting for.
All right, well, that's not what today is about, okay?
Yes. We're going to do what we want today. We're going to own what we can
do. We're going to talk about all the things that irritate us in our life.
Ooh.
And we're going to do a very special episode where it's nothing but fucking bug bites.
Mm-hmm.
So before we even get going, let's put in that music.
Yuck. Bug bites.
Okay, so this episode, like I said, is all bug bites. We're going to go through a bunch. We asked you, our listeners, to write in. And we picked some of our favorite ones.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm already. I'm having a weird morning.
Yes.
This morning, if you notice, I'm acting weird towards you.
You have been.
Because I had my second sex dream about you.
Oh.
Okay, that's so one of my bug bites.
So my first bug bite is Meryl having sex dreams about me ever.
Me too. Okay, so what had happened was in real life, you did a very good job on something. You like created a nice document and you did a good job on something.
Good boy.
So you were a very good boy. So I feel like my subconscious when you do, because the only time it has happened before was when you like did something really well with our file and then I had a sex dream about you. And then last night I dreamt that it was like you and I were searching for like another, like we were going to create like a sex square and have, and then like I walked up to you at some point and you grabbed my hand and you like kissed it like, mwah! And then I was like, oh God. And then I think I woke up in like a feverish sweat or something. And then I had to come to here directly and record and look you in the eye for 30 minutes. Yeah. So that is my bug bite.
I can tell you without a doubt, I've never had a sex dream about you.
Crazy.
It's weird, but I have had weird dreams that like I can't understand. Lately, I've had them.
Mm.
I was with a faceless woman. I really couldn't figure out her face.
Did you see The Haunting of Bly Manor
on
Netflix?
See it.
Okay,
no,
that's
no.
About faceless people.
Oh, really? It wasn't that. It was that I just couldn't. I can't remember what this person looked like.
Oh, yeah.
But that we were with a big group, and then everyone started to like go do their own thing little by little until it was just her and I,
mm-hmm.
And we were in Mexico, and then all of a sudden, without me even having any emotion, we were just in a relationship. Like, it was like this weird thing.
Oh,
it was like,
weird.
Well, I guess you're
you skipped
here.
Ahead.
So
yeah.
I guess we're now in a relationship.
Huh.
And I was like, what is this? And I woke up. I was like, why was I in Mexico? Who was this person? What's going on?
And Meanwhile, I'm in my dream. I'm like, why is Bo kissing my hand? I think the guy friends that maybe have had sex dreams about me or has jerked off to me is because it's my boobs, but you don't like my big boobs. So that's
no. I'm not a big boob guy.
Exactly. So I feel like if I was to appear in anyone's fantasies, it would be
somebody
my
who's
big milky white, big fat pillow boobs. Okay, no, I don't feel weird anymore.
You're crazy.
Okay,
okay, so
that's
let's do some bug. Oh, Jesus.
Should we start up? I have a bunch too. I've compiled my own.
What
ones.
Else do you have?
Okay, so my first one is: have I talked about her before? Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah.
She fucking annoys me.
Really?
And I feel like just because one person is like deadpan and kind of quirky and weird. And I thought, am I jealous of her? No, I really don't like her. I don't like her
really?
Sarcastic smile. And I think I'm like, it's okay to smile and be cool. But I think she's way, way overhyped and she's annoying. And
I want to see
really
a little bit more
me.
Range with her, but she doesn't bother me. You know, she is that same character in a lot.
Yes. And like, we get it. I'm sure she's cool maybe in real life, but I don't get the hype.
Yeah. She's really awkward in interviews. It's awesome.
She also had a glow up, and now she's like super hot. Which
she had a glow up?
Yeah, she glew up. You know that term? Yes, that's what the kids use. Yeah. Glow up. I don't know. So she just angers me. And then my second one is like the press conferences. This is a very non-libertarian thing where like someone's doing a press conference and then in the back people are standing wearing masks with like their arms are crossed, and I feel like they think that they look so cool.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Like they'll be on the steps of something.
Oh, yeah.
And someone's giving a talk and they need those people. I'm like, why do you need those people to like be there backing you up? It's so performative to me.
I hate all of those fucking news, or even like when they show like a fucking president and there are all these people in the background just like nodding like
yeah.
These people, come on, you're just getting paid or something, or you're an insane person,
right?
They're about like, oh, that's right, I agree with what he's saying. It's like, oh, shut up.
I want to do a conference with just Aubrey Plaza's behind me, just having no emotion.
I would love to be at that conference. She's a smoke show.
Oh god.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about our first listener.
Okay.
So Josh K is our first listener with a bug bite.
Josh K. Hey, Josh.
My hernia.
He says, I have zero fucking patience for people who won't make the right turn on red. Well, I get it.
Yes.
I get it.
I get that.
But also, there are some laws where you can't turn right on red.
But it always says that. If there is an absence of a sign, you better align.
I mean, I could just say my bug bite generally is just other drivers. I have a really hard time pulling myself back from commenting on the entire experience when I'm out on the road.
It's
like,
really?
Because I'm always like, what's this guy doing? What? Look at this guy.
Yeah.
Look at this guy. And I'm like, whenever someone's in the car with me, I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm
that
being
really.
That way.
That's my bug bite. Is that that's something that Jack
people
and I get
talking?
Into a fight, because I'll just say maybe they just found out that they have lupus today. Like, let them be. I get that.
But some people just drive ridiculously bad.
And as one of us, I'm speaking on that behalf. Josh K, don't be mad at us.
As a spokesperson for people who drive bad,
yeah.
Meryl.
But I feel like the not going when you're supposed to is definitely a next level of annoyance, because it's like we all are on the road.
Sure.
I see, like, you know, I just kind of like merge when I don't know what if I'm doing or just like.
You're a horrible driver.
Yeah, I'm horrible in the way that like.
Josh K hates you. Well, he's sitting behind you at a red light.
In theory.
Yeah.
In real life, he doesn't.
Oh, that's okay.
We're both.
Don't tell Josh how to feel.
Josh. Turn on the arrow of life. No, okay, I'm being silly. No, that's a good bug bite.
Yeah.
Okay. Kyle says, my punk ass landlord adding shit onto my rental agreement to keep my deposit, and then he tries to charge me $800 on top of that. SMH, what a bug bite.
Wait. Okay, I gotta call. What was his name?
Kyle.
Kyle. Okay, listen, Kyle.
Punk ass ex landlord.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Kyle. This is less a bug bite and more of just like you had something happen in your life.
Yeah.
A bug bite is like.
This is like a Judge Judy situation. Yeah. More just like a civil lawsuit.
It's like I got really personal there.
Yeah.
It's not like.
That is so funny. My bug bite is when my landlord specifically adds $800 into my. But I also think from knowing Kyle on my Facebook,
yeah.
He has two young children.
Oh,
and
did Kyle do something?
Be honest. Is there like urine or feces? Like,
Kyle, do you have any dogs, pets?
Yeah.
Do you pay for those pets? Like, what's going on?
Right.
I want to know more. That's why I have to say, Kyle, thank you so much for writing in. But this is not a fucking bug bite.
No.
We got to talk about this.
What if the next one is Kyle's landlord? Like, my tenant's just like,
my punk-ass tenant.
$800 worth of damage and they're not paying it. Yeah. No, that's a good one. And I guess just landlord stuff in general can be very itchy. Very squitchy.
Our next bug bite is Sophia. Ooh, I love the name Sophia. It's a nice name, don't you think?
She's a
Seems
gorgeous
elegant.
Woman. Yeah.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, absolutely gorgeous. French.
Hi.
You
oh, French.
Yeah.
Oh, oui. Okay, so Sophia says, I'm really annoyed at people applauding the Pope for saying something that's not even very progressive, a.k.a. letting gay people to have civil unions.
Mm.
As someone who was raised Catholic, I'm pretty jaded about the whole institution.
Yes, Sophia. I mean, we all know the Pope is
satanic.
I mean,
the whole institution of...
Satanism.
Honestly, religion,
yeah,
you know, it's fucked.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you're right. He shouldn't get like bonus credits for catching up to what we should have been at hundreds and hundreds, thousands of years ago.
You're right, but I do like that he is setting an example for all of the very
any
religious...
movement is good movement, but
yeah.
The, you know.
But I do agree. It's like, oh, you're saying what we should already have known years ago. So I'm with
that. I get that too. I'm not gonna roast every one of our listeners' bug bites. I do agree with this.
Right, but we're gonna say our real thoughts.
Yeah.
Okay. Mine is Samantha. She says, this week I'm annoyed by bras. She has multiple ones. This week I'm annoyed by bras. Old grumpy people. You only have a little time left. Just be happy. That's actually funny. And people who suck at making plans. LOL. That's all. Wow. What about a grumpy grandma who can't commit to plans, who lets her boobs hang low? That would be, you just
sounds
push her
like,
off a ledge.
Yeah, you just pushed her. So bras, I mean, just like bras are, she's just over it.
I wish I could be privileged enough to be annoyed by bras, but I need them. Otherwise.
They are your greatest supporter.
They are. Oh, that is so funny. Old grumpy people, yes. I'm kind of ageist.
There's a fucking guy. I agree with that too, because there's this guy that works at the local grocery store close to me. And he's got this like hunchback, and he's probably 70, and he's in a bad fucking mood every day.
Really?
Every fucking day. He's like, you say the nicest thing or ask a question, he won't even look at you. He's just like, it's over there. It's like, you know what, dude, maybe this is not the place you should
be. Yes, you're right. No customer service.
Yeah. And if you are here, then like maybe switch it up. Maybe just get it. I don't know. And then I also think like, how is this grocery store still employing him?
Right,
he's a dickhead.
When there's so many others that would like to be employed.
There's so many old people that are just waiting. You
and
know?
Then she's waiting to die. And then people who suck at making plans.
Tell me about it.
Yes, and then I'm adding this into the mix: people that say we should hang out sometime, but then put the onus on you to then say, like, I have a big weird issue.
No, that's when they don't want to hang out. I mean, that's what that is.
No. To me, it's like the people that I would never bring it up. Like, so for example, I know a girl who always says to me, we should hang out sometime without me saying, like, she brings it up to me, but then I get annoyed because I'm like, well, it's your idea. So like, give me a date and a time and maybe we'll see if I can make
it. I've been doing that more often, which was just like, oh, we should hang out sometime. I'm like, okay, let's make a plan right now. Like right now, let's put it on the calendar.
Yes.
Because if we don't, well, then I'm going to see you in 6 months. Like, oh, we should hang out.
It's a passive way. And then it's weird because it puts the responsibility on the other person who is just trying to.
I mean, I'm sure I do it too. I'm sure I do it.
Honestly. You never say it to me because you don't want to hang out.
Exactly. Okay, next bug bite is Anna. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Okay, so she's got a couple here too.
One of these was yours. I already read it ahead.
Oh, we have a... I see. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Anna says, the one-way arrows in Home Goods. I totally know what you mean. Because the one-way arrows... in these stores where they put, you know, with all the social distancing, they put these stickers on the floor and they say, oh, like everyone has to move this way. But then nobody listens to it.
No one does that.
Nobody fucking pays attention.
Except at Trader Joe's, they have like line Nazis that make sure.
Is that the best way to refer to them?
Or helpful employees. God. A few years from now. They have bootlickers.
Oh, no.
I mean, they have helpful associates guiding. They have COVID detectives. They have fucking sheeple mongers. They have people to make sure that you're going in the right arrows. And like now it doesn't bother me, but when we were getting used to all to like the masks and everyone was also on edge, like having someone kind of direct you with the line also was too much for me. But I feel like there's people on the other end that get very shooketh when people are like ants going each and every way.
So I was at IKEA this last week and they had this long weaving line. And it wasn't so bad. I probably had to wait like maybe 8 minutes, maybe. And when I finally got up there, they seemed like they were overwhelmed, like the staff was. They didn't have enough people, but they were doing the best they could. They're doing the best they can. Mm-hmm. And so, but this woman, this, dare I say, Karen, walks from across the thing as she's already checked out. And she walks over, she's like, you need to open up more registers. This is ridiculous, like that. It's yelling at the guy that's checking me out that has nothing to do with this, right? She doesn't know if he's a manager. He's just there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. He's like, okay, thank you, ma'am. You know, he just says that. And then she is not satisfied. So she then goes to another employee. You need to open up more. And it's like, lady, get the fuck out of here.
Yes.
Like, everyone's doing what they can. And I'm sorry, you are not the most important person.
Right.
I wanted to say something to her. Do you think I should say stuff like that when I'm out in public?
Should
I be like, oh, excuse me, ma'am, can you shut the fuck up?
Yes, definitely. I think we need to be more rude to others in public. That are being, that it was like my situation when the mask guy was yelling at the non-mask woman. Mm-hmm. Is that like, I'm totally down for just like, hey, can you put on a mask? But when you're acting like an idiot and like male Karen, a Kevin or something, he was being a Kevin. So I had to shut it down. Yeah. A Keith for sure.
A Keith
for sure.
She's got another one. People who have a hanger with no clothes on it anymore dangling in their car window.
Oh my God, this seems like a you one.
This, I think Anna and I are very alike.
Yeah,
I would
never notice, to be honest. Oh, but that's totally you.
I would totally be like, what are you doing? What if there's nothing on it, take it down.
I would have a hanger for like 2 years and not notice.
Maybe it's an abortion clinic on the go.
Oh my God.
People who wear masks alone in their car while driving.
Fuck,
that's
yes.
definitely one I think is so stupid.
Yeah, and I know the people have been defensive about it, saying, but like, it's easier for me to not fidget with it, or, you know.
Okay,
I just but
sure. No, you're scared.
You take it off.
You're fucking scared.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. And then finally, oh my God, this is one that I had one time. White Oakley styled sunglasses.
So, and Anna.
Anna,
you guys are.
You're my spirit animal, I guess.
Spirit animal.
Oh, jeez. What do you got?
Okay, mine is Megan saying, when someone texts regularly, hey, with no message after that. Oh, that's such a fuckboy thing. When someone waves to you on Facebook Messenger. Why? The waving is always like a weird man.
What is that?
It's just a man trying to get attention. I get a lot of like.
But is that how you do it? Like, you
it's
put
just
a wave?
Sad men.
No. I really need to know. Is that how I can do it?
Oh. Could you imagine on Facebook? If like.
Can you imagine
so
me on
geeky.
Facebook?
Yeah, I get poked online by a lot of.
Yeah,
men
you
too.
Do. Hey-o. Yeah, that's so funny. I remember you posted a picture of yourself with pigtails one day, mm-hmm. and you were like, "Look at all these fucking messages I got,
I got
from
lots
all
of waves,
these
lots of
men,
pokes. Yep.
Just being like, hey, what's going on? Hey, well, hadn't heard from you in a while.' It's like all on the same day that
yep.
you posted that.
Exactly,
oh, okay.
Exactamundo. And wait, she just added she has one friend who does this constantly. Like, if you're going to text me, hey, then basically I have to ask what you need. It's annoying. LOL.
Yeah, like finish the sentence.
Yep. Hey.
You know, and I think I do this sometimes, but I really don't like it. Is when. If you have a bunch of things to say, write out a paragraph.
Oh, I do little fragments.
You don't have to do like. It's like, okay, let me.
I'm
fucking,
a fragmenter.
Mm-hmm.
But if you need to do it Tuesday, just let me know on Tuesday. Or Thursday will work better. Actually, Friday will. That's,
yeah,
I work it out in real time.
Yeah, you're working out in real time.
Hello, where are you?
I think I do that when I drink.
Oh, God.
I'm just like you can look at my mouth. It's like, wow, it's a lot of like.
Yeah, you just fucking did that to me the other day. And then you asked if I could get plastic surgery so we could be famous. I forgot to even like. You said, hey. And then I'm like, you actually did all this. You texted, hey. And then
did
I said, what's up? And then you said,
oh,
can you please
drunk,
get plastic
right?
surgery so you and I
why,
can get famous?
Why did I say that?
Because I'm working with someone that so clearly has had plastic surgery
oh.
and it's famous.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah.
That's right.
Yes,
that's
yes.
right.
That's so funny.
Our next bug bite is Ryan. And Ryan writes, my bug bite is when people ask for your advice or opinion and then you give it and in no way does it alter how they feel or think. It just fuels the fire inside them and gives them a reason to argue with you. Don't ask me then, bitch. That's what he.
That's so
his
funny.
Words. His words. Yeah, I mean.
I'm the bad person.
Yeah.
Like, how can I get healthier? How can I do this?
Yeah.
What's my relationship? And then not
yeah,
taking
yeah.
anything.
Well, I mean, you have to be. If you're asking someone a question, be ready for a healthy debate. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, what do you think I should do? And then you go, oh, okay, well, that's good advice. I was thinking more like this, but like, you know, you shouldn't be like, absolutely no, I'm not doing that. Like, well, then don't ask me.
I agree.
Why am I spending my time helping you work this out?
I have friends, a couple of friends, and you're one of these too, who give very sound, wonderful advice, but that's not right for me. So like, you know what I mean? Like if I
right,
ask them.
Because
to
I say like, be respectful and you go, I can't.
Doesn't work for me
you're right,
like that.
Right,
it doesn't
right. No, I
work.
Get that. I get it. I get it. Jesus.
Okay.
What do you got?
Okay. Oh, this one's funny. I like. My biggest pet peeve lately is I've been going to the beach on weekdays now that summer's over.
Hey.
And there's more people out there enjoying their lives than all the years prior. I'm like, how dare they? This used to be my thing. Haha, just kidding, but not really. That is so funny.
So the beaches are filled and now this person's like, I can't enjoy the simple pleasures of life
yes.
of being alone on the beach. Now it's everyone's here.
And I have noticed that not only with the beach, but even like there's a popular area in San Diego called Old Town where like uh-huh. it's where all the Mexican restaurants are and stuff
yeah.
like that. And we went there last weekend and it was like triple the amount of people. There's
yeah.
for a restaurant we usually just walk in. It was like an hour and 20 minute wait.
Sure.
So I feel like I'm like, why is everyone more out and about? I don't
yeah.
get it.
Well, because they
or
don't
the
have the same. They don't have the same. They can work from home. They're, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not
yeah.
the same amount of stuff going on. But also don't be a COVID hipster where it's like, I used to come here when nobody came.
Oh,
it's totally. Like, all right.
COVID, that's the new 2020
yeah.
term.
Like, just relax.
That's
there.
So funny.
Because it's true. Like, I went to a place and they were, like, booked up for the night. I'm like, wow, that never happens on a you know, Tuesday or whatever. But it's just the new, there's less places open.
Honestly, so. For not having like the human society for a few weeks, this kind of stuff makes me so happy because I was so sad without like traffic and human traffic that now I'm not human traffic, that the kind of Tom Hanks does, the human traffic of us being all around. Mm-mm. Okay.
Okay, I got one.
Oh, yeah, you got one.
This is from Ian. And Ian's bug.
Ian. What's up, Ian?
Ian's bug bite is, I really can't stand lawn signs at homes in affluent neighborhoods that say, in this household, we believe Black Lives Matter, women's rights are human rights, no human is illegal, science is real, love is love. It's not that I'm against these things, but I can't stand advertising virtue. Like, hey, everyone, in case you didn't think I'm a good person, I fucking am.
Oh my God, that makes me very relieved that Ian thinks that way.
Mm.
Because I love Ian so much, I would almost be worried that he would be, I could see, because he is such a good guy, and I believe him to be, maybe in my mind, I've created a narrative where Ian's very, very like liberal, which is awesome and wonderful. But I would almost fear that Ian would be one of these sign people.
Oh, I see.
I love that he is.
I think the people that have the signs, that, I mean, obviously there could be a range of people that have these signs, clearly. But I do know the type of people he's talking about.
Yeah.
And they have to advertise everything in their life. Everything.
Absolutely.
You know, I have a friend, and I love this person. They're a really great person, but they're constantly like posting things in social media about their significant other that they don't need to. It's almost like my wife is the greatest.
Oh,
she,
really?
She's so perfect to me. And it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like, just over here with my wife and she's cooking me dinner. It's
really?
It's like, okay, tell her. I don't know. Like, what do you, why you gotta like get credit for everything?
That's
I kind of look at it as like, people are like, why do you need credit for everything?
Right.
Now, I get it. It's the same. Honestly, it's the same as putting up like a politician's like banner in your yard. You're saying, this is who I am.
Putting down a stake. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Like, this is who I am.
And this is what I get it. People want to bond together and they want to share their beliefs.
Yeah.
But this message that he's talking about, it can be a little.
It's so funny because when I see both this and stuff like the American flag, I'm just like, oh God, both sides like aren't going to be tolerant or something. Like when I see this sign, I'm like, oh God, I'm already like scared by what kind of person they are.
Plus, he's making sure he says it's in affluent areas, you know, in neighborhoods.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, that's the other thing. It's like, well, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Ian, it relieves me that someone else feels this way because sometimes I feel very alone for feeling like that.
I'm sure there's a lot of reasons you feel alone. You live alone.
No, I don't.
Half a week.
No, I still live with people. They're so sweet. They would have signs like that, but they also would
mean well.
I love them.
I think most people mean well in this. It's just
just a side thing is that they want you to come back up to Los Angeles so that you guys can have good connection time because when you came up, because they'd heard a lot of hype and they love you and they were so excited to meet
heard
you.
A lot of hype about me?
Yeah, for me. I'm just one hype woman.
Here he is.
But my roommates in Los Angeles were so excited to finally meet the great Bo. And then when they did, it was on a very, they were very scattered that afternoon.
Yeah.
And they were a little freaked out with the COVID. Yeah,
yeah.
So
I could tell that. And I was like, these are not my people.
They are in real life. You didn't meet them in a setting, but they definitely are.
Great.
Okay. Speaking of this one, it's so funny too how like, our bug bites now are also COVID related.
Because people are over it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Kevin writes, how about the state of California not allowing any live performers anywhere? No reason why live acts can't perform outdoors. And then someone writes, which state? There's live performances happening outdoors here. And then this person writes, what I've been hearing is we are looking at April for outdoor and then next Labor Day for indoor. I don't know. Oh, wait. Shoot. I didn't even notice that there's actually a ton of replies. So we'll just go with Kevin's original post, which is, exactly. I've been listening to a lot of interviews on the owner of the Comedy Store in Los Angeles, just trying to like reopen and the city not being compliant with what it's like. Are we going with science? Are we going with what the cities are saying? Like, it's very confusing.
I had a comedy show set up for November here in San Diego at a local comedy club. We partnered with them and they were following all the rules that they could to get around this stuff. And so we had a comedian, we hired him and it was going to happen. And then they got closed down. Yeah. So it's like, what can you do?
It's really tough.
It is.
If you have something you want to contribute to, I just scrolled and now there's like a really long thread in that post on my Facebook, which I totally miss all of it. So you can go and just comment under Kevin's what you think of it.
Really?
Yeah. It created, because I think it's also because, you know, you and I are definitely friends with more of that affects a lot of our people, musicians, comedians. So I think people have a lot to say on that because it's the livelihood of many of our people.
I will say this is that people have been pretty amazing in finding new ways to do the things they did. It's not the same, but like people are doing, you know, live concerts that are streaming.
Yeah.
The way that they never would have done before.
Exactly.
And reaching more people. And that's the thing is like, maybe you want to go see the Rolling Stones, but you can't because the tickets are $500 a piece, but now you can stream it for $20 and it feels somewhat like it's like you're there.
Yeah. I don't think I'll ever get used to it, but it will almost just be like another form of entertainment, but I'll never replace it for the real thing.
I think it's amazing. I think most people have done this in this time is like we all went hard on Zoom and those live things and now everyone's like, fuck this.
Yeah.
Like everybody I know is like, no, I'm not doing it.
Right. I'd rather just go with friends and like sit on a lawn somewhere and be social distance.
Yeah.
In our little bubble with my BLM sign and my affluent bubble. Oh my God. Okay. Maybe should we do like two or three more?
Yeah, let's do two more.
Okay.
Okay. So our good friend Joanna has a couple. She has her first one is like thong flip flops.
Ooh.
She hates thong flip flops.
Yep.
She said she stopped dating a guy once because he would wear flip flops in public.
That's so funny.
I hate jeans with flip flops. I don't understand this.
Yeah, me neither.
That's a weird thing.
That's too casual of in life.
Or shorts with a long sleeve shirt. I wonder what's going on there.
That's very like Dave Matthews.
I guess.
That's kind of my type.
You're like, that's my type.
Yeah.
But like definitely like, or socks and flip flops.
Yeah.
But this people, you know, honestly, I have my bug bite is like people who dress like they're going to sleep when they go to the airport.
Too comfy.
I get it. You want to be comfortable on the plane, but just wear comfortable clothes, but like look like you should be in public.
Right.
Some people show up and they're like, you have your binky with you? What is this fucking shit?
Yeah.
Or like adults that have like stuffed animals. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Adults with stuffed animals, I do not understand.
I know a girl that travels just with her stuffed little leopard.
Yeah. I guess that's her safety, but.
Yeah.
It's like you're in an airport, you've got slippers on and a fucking stuffed animal. And
I think all the working from home also has affected that. And like style for the new girls, like the new cute young girls on TikTok is very like they wear sweatpants. Like they're in sweatpants 24/7, but I'm like, it's cute on them. It's very distressing.
Well, listen, you could put a hot girl showing her midriff off on in any slouchy clothes. You're like, wow, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, and sweatpants outlines their tushy.
Yeah, I guess so.
Their big fat.
I don't know. I just don't. I really love the days of like the, you know, back in the 60s and stuff when people dressed up nice, you know, and they went to like.
Yeah.
Rallies, and they said, no, I'm just kidding.
They went to the affluent neighborhoods, and they said, we believe in science.
No, I really do miss, like, getting dressed up and looking good and, like, going out. And I made that change this week. I've been kind of, like, comfortable clothes. Mm-hmm. And we went out to a really cool bar, a really cool space yesterday. It was, like, a hi-fi bar where it's, like, you go, and it's, like, a listening experience where they plays records, and then they have high-end coffee.
Really?
You just sit there and it's like this secret place you have to make reservations for. It was really cool. Anyway, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna dress up today. I'm not gonna be comfortable as much as I am like stylish, and so I made it a conscious effort to do so, and I felt great. I was like, oh, I need to do this more because I felt like good going out.
Yes,
I need to do that more.
Did you have to wear the mask the whole time you sat there?
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
No,
you just sit down.
No,
I like that.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was a really, and the way the owner spoke to us about it. It's like only let like 5 people in at a time, and you were there for an hour and a half, and he would play records and was making the coffee at the same time.
Ooh.
It was like he'd spin a different song every song was a different record, and so he'd be mixing back and forth, and it was pretty awesome. It was pretty cool. It's definitely fashioned off those Japanese listening bars like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I loved it.
What a bespoke experience.
So getting back to the bug bites, Joanna also said she hates people who chew with their mouth open.
Yes.
Like, hates it. And that she said
I don't notice.
She, her sister, when she was younger, grew up, and while sleeping in the bed in the same room, her sister would have dreams where she would make the sound of eating. While she's sleeping. And so now, to this day, it's more like, it sounds like it's really ingrained in her personality now that she hates this thing. But like, she hates when people are like,
ugh.
I can't even do it.
I feel that way about gum. Seeing people chew gum really bothers me. Mm. I feel like I can't think of a time I've been out to eat with someone and I noticed that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I've got a bug bite.
Yes.
I have one. And it's when I'm walking anywhere in public and in these times and someone jumps out of the way because they're afraid to come close to me.
Oh, yeah.
Like a really, like not just like a, oh, I'm going to move over here, but like,
a very obvious human is coming. Out of the way.
Yeah, it's like, okay, everybody needs to fucking relax.
Now, I do that in Glendale, but I do it because I'm the non-masker.
Okay.
And I'm afraid to get, like, I put myself in the throes of the street because I want to cross because I'm scared of that person then being upset at me.
Right. And I understand. I when I walk on the streets, when I'm outside, I don't wear a mask. I'm like,
so I just
when
make
I'm
sure.
not around people.
Yeah.
So, yes, I will make that effort too, but I don't do it in this dramatic way, like, oh my God, you know, and running across the street or anything.
Bitches.
Bites. Bugs.
Okay, should we do one more?
One more. Yeah, okay, I know, good. Me too. Fucking losing energy so quick.
You're coming up with like a movie trailer.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, the last like minute, I feel like I really.
Yeah, me too.
You know
me
what's
too.
Happening too is I'm stressed with so many, I need to stop having like calls and things. I mean, yeah. I guess it's called like a job.
I really got to pull back this.
Maybe we can make a Patreon and people can pay us even $1 a month so that
let's do it. So we can
stop some of our jobs and be focused.
Yeah, so we can make $10 a month. That'd be great. I'd love that. I love that.
Okay.
Let's end on a high note. What's the last bug bite of the day?
Okay. Our friend Ever.
Hey, Ever.
Hey, Ever. We love you. Says, personal grooming in public, such as combing hair, clipping nails, using toothpicks. Yes.
Oh.
Because you guys know how much loose hair I could throw up thinking of it. And people
clipping
shedding.
Toenails, he said, or fingernails?
Clipping nails.
Oh, I don't like that either at all. Do it at home.
Yeah.
A comb or a brush. I kind of get it. Like you're out there, you're just like fixing your hair, but like you can wait till the end of the day to clip your nails.
I know.
I'm sorry. You can do that in your privacy of your own fucking disgusting home.
Now, Ever, how do you feel about women reapplying lipstick? Because that is supposed to be a very like classy woman no-no, where that's why they have powder rooms to basically do that. But I put on lipstick like while I'm
every time I see you, I'm like, wow, you have it everywhere. It's like you look like a person who's going
the
crazy.
Clown. Yeah, like and a just Raggedy like, Ann doll. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
That's not grooming. That's just called shrooming. Oh, my God. I think like when I think of the follicles and the dead skin that all of us just shed, like it really grosses me out.
Okay. And then the last one was toothpicks, using toothpicks. But like where are you supposed to use a toothpick?
In Japan,
everyone holds their hand, one hand over their mouth and the other one with the toothpick.
Really?
Yeah, and they do it so you can't see it.
Huh. In Japan, they pick.
Okay. All right, we're out of
please,
here. This
God,
is done.
I know, please.
I can't even look at you anymore.
Okay, I'm not even kidding. We have genuinely like 80 more of these to get through.
Yeah.
So maybe we can break them up into
figure something out. We're going to figure it out.
Please help us.
We love you guys. Thanks for being here. We also hate you because you are a bug bite this week, right, Meryl?
No.
Oh,
well,
okay.
The people, I never hate them.
Okay. We love you in every way.
Exactly. We're having sex dreams about all
of
you.
Oh, God. We're out of here. See ya.
This episode of Campfire Shit Show was produced by Bo Hufford and Meryl Klimo. It was edited by Bo Hufford, and the theme song was composed and sang by your friendly camp director, me, PB&J. If you've got a question or you want to be the next camper of the week, email us at campfireshitshow@gmail.com. Say hi to Bo and Meryl on Instagram at campfireshitshow, and please don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes. Well, kids, it's time to pack up the camp and put out the fire. But don't you worry. We'll see you soon on another episode of the Campfire Shit Show.